SBS Radio.
I shall take care of you as my lawfully wedded wife.
It may have all the colour and tradition of a Hindu wedding, but this backyard marriage of a young Nepalese-Australian couple is clearly smaller than a typical ceremony. Most can continue for several days and attract over 1,000 guests.
I'm growing in love, respect and understanding for each other.
Hindu priest Narayan Bhatt offers these small services in a makeshift temple at the back of his home in Sydney's west. He says it's an alternative for those in the community who cannot afford larger celebrations, but it also eases the growing demand for temples.
Temples are fully booked. Demands are growing, people are growing, and generally Sydney is growing and Australia is growing.
Hinduism is now Australia's fourth largest religion, although those who consider themselves no religion also rank above it. While it still represents just 2.1% of the population, demographer Mark McCrindle says it's expanding at record pace.
30 years ago, the top countries of migration were all European countries plus New Zealand. Today, you've got China, India and Vietnam, all in those top five countries of Australians born overseas. And so that's been the massive change. And over that same period of time, we've seen the numbers of Hindus go from about 20,000 or so to 440,000 currently. And so it's really followed those migration patterns as we've shifted our focus and our migration from Europe.
In the past 5 years, the number of Australians identifying as Christian has dropped 7%, while those identifying with no religion is up almost 50%. There's been a 27% increase in Islamic numbers, and Buddhism has risen by 7%. But of the top five religions in Australia, it's Hinduism enjoying the most significant growth. The transformation of the Shri Shiva Mandir Temple in Minto in Sydney's southwest is symbolic of that growth. The temple opened in the 1990s and services there at the time would cater to the small community of 30 to 40 people. But as the numbers grew, so did the structure. Today, up to 400 worshippers can pass through the temple in a day. Hindu Council Australia Director Ashwani Shwama says it's a similar story across the country.
Melbourne, South Australia, Adelaide, Perth, Queensland and Newcastle. So yeah, there is a significant demand of temple for worshipping in all those areas.
Most Hindus in Australia are migrants, with 81% born overseas. But Mark McCrindle, the demographer, says the statistics are shifting.
Now we have first-born and second-born generations that have a culture from overseas but are Australians. And so that's where we're seeing the next generation of Hindus and other religions.
And with new generations comes new approaches to the practice of the religion. University student Sanjana Mariasta's parents were born in India, but she was born in Australia.
It's a bit more of a modern approach to the things that we do. Because being in Australia, the things that we do there is a bit more of a twist and a different understanding to the things that we do. So
she says, for example, when people come to the temple, it's not just about coming to pray to God, but more about the idea of meditating and being in a peaceful state of mind. Kiran Sampathkumar, also a second-generation Hindu, says growing up in Australia, he's been exposed to other faiths and cultures, and that has influenced how he practices his religion.
Well, I went to Parramatta Marist, so a Catholic school. For me, we'd always have prayer before class and we'd have mass every week, and then I'd go home into a Hindu family and mum would want me to do puja and everything like that, so that did confuse me a lot. But I guess me learning about my own culture, learning about another religion, really helped me understand myself, not to take anything away from either of the religions, but yeah, it just helped me learn about myself and what really interests me and what drives me.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.